Brian Butch, the former Badgers basketball player, Wisconsin Herd associate coach, co-host of BJ and the Bear on the Score, are one of our fine affiliates there in Appleton. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. So give us the lowdown on the Herd so far.
Well, we're off to a little bit of a rough start here. It's a lot of kind of moving up and down in pieces, but got a nice win this past Saturday in a triple overtime thriller. So kind of turning it over a little bit and looking forward to kind of get it going. We're on the road now for two games, and then they've got the showcase coming up here in at the end of December, and that's where all the teams end up going out to Las Vegas and playing together. And so it's a good stretch there for us to kind of get going the right way there.
In general, give me the overview of like the talent in the sense of development, the league. Because people look at the Herd and they think there's a lot of pride in it, obviously, being here in the state of Wisconsin and being in the Bucks' backyard. But give me kind of how it's received and give me the league and the competitiveness of the league.
Yeah, when you look at it, it's something when I was playing professionally, it was called the D League at that time. Now, obviously, the G League. And anytime you throw money behind something, you can change the name. It's amazing how that goes. But with the G League, the amount of talent that's in the league is absolutely amazing. It's gotten better every year. Year after year, it gets better. There's players that are, you know, phenomenal athletes and projects and guys that are tweeners trying to find their role. The nice thing about what the G League is you are one step away from the NBA. And a lot of these guys, you know, you've got two-way guys on every team. So two of those guys, they're kind of half of the season in the G League, half the season with an NBA team. So when you look at it there, you've got a lot of NBA talent that really plays a lot of games in the G League. Christian Wood will be down with the Herd for the next couple of games as well. So you've got NBA guys coming down. This league is by far the second best league in the world. I know people will kind of question that and say, well, isn't EuroLeague in Europe better? I really think with the addition of the two-way contracts, with the addition of the assignment players coming down and playing more games in the G League, I truly believe that this is the second best league in the world because you've got so many fringe players. And when I say fringe players, you're talking, you know, 15, 14, 13, guys that can be on NBA rosters and really contribute. And I think we've seen that. A guy like Christian Wood, who's going to play a couple of times with the Wisconsin Herd, he can be on an NBA roster and contribute, and that's why he's with the Bucks. I mean, he beat out a lot of guys to get that last spot for Milwaukee.
The Bucks themselves, give me the thoughts from the Herd looking up, because they, you know, they'll send guys down for development. They'll look at guys as possible, you know, candidates to get on this team. They also got guys there that want to make some of their current players or players that they're sending down to the D League better to make themselves, you know, more available to the big league roster, so to speak. So talk to me a little bit about the relationship with the Bucks.
Yeah, the relationship has been huge. Coach Bud and Dave Dean, the RGM of the Herd, and John Horst, they believe in what the G League is, and you can tell. They've sent guys down. They've sent resources down. They've transitioned those guys. And it's been a huge, huge thing as far as the process of what it is. When you look at it, to be able to have guys come down, Christian Wood, DJ Wilson, Sterling Brown. You know, you look at Sterling. Sterling played a couple games with the Herd early in the season. And now look at what he's doing now with the Bucks because he's getting an opportunity to play. But he needed to make sure he was getting some game reps and being prepared for when those opportunities came. And that's kind of what the Herd has done. And the Bucks have put the resources toward it. Vin Baker, obviously an assistant coach with the Bucks, have come down. Anytime there's a guy down with us or transitioned with us, Coach Baker's with him. So the development, the terminology, the systems the Herd run are the same systems that the Bucks run. So it really has been a really good way of believing in it. And you've seen it from the top with John Horst, Dave Dean, and Coach Budenholzer.
Tell me about DJ Wilson and how he's played.
Yeah, obviously DJ is coming off of the injury and you know, kind of trying to find his way and get into a rhythm. But our last game Saturday, DJ played fantastic, was really patient in everything he's doing. And you're seeing the development kind of keep coming along. And I think that's the important thing with DJ is to continue to see that development, continue to see that growth. And I think that's what the G League is about. And it's giving him a chance to play. And, you know, we've seen him play at the G League where he can play extended minutes. And then all of a sudden he's been able to get into a couple of games towards the last couple of games for the Bucks, and he's played at a high level there. And so that's what you like to see. You like to see him get some rhythm with the G League team. And then when his numbers call them with the Bucks, go out there and perform.
Then I want to ask you a little college hoops. Obviously, your alma mater gets beat over the weekend. They've been playing some pretty good basketball. They ran into a very tough Marquette team. Give me your thoughts on Coach Gard and how this thing is moving forward.
Well, you know, I think when you look at what happened last year, when you have that many injuries, it's so hard to win games. And if they would have had maybe another 2 weeks at the end of that season, they might have been able to make it to the NCAA tournament because he really got those guys to play. I think the difference this year with what happened last year is Coach Gard can coach a little bit now. If a guy makes a mistake, you can pull him and put somebody in. Last year, when a guy made a mistake, Coach Gard looked down towards the end of the bench, and all he saw was walk-ons. No offense to walk-ons, but you're not going to win a lot of games in the Big Ten if you're playing a lot of walk-ons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you look at it that way, he's able to finally coach this group. He's got talented players. Demetric Price has been playing out of this world. Obviously, played a little, you know, missed some shots during the Marquette game. I think if he makes some of those threes, it goes a different way. Brad Davison has been playing at a great level. Again, didn't play that great against Marquette. I think when you look at it that way, a lot of opportunities missed there. But this Badger team has really done a good job of kind of turning the page fairly quickly and not letting one bad season run into this season. You know, both teams, Marquette and Wisconsin, will be NCAA tournament teams. It was just a great basketball game Saturday night.
What is the expectation for the Badgers this year in your eyes?
Well, I do. You know, it's crazy to say, and people are going to say this is a homer thing to say, but I think they're a second weekend group. I think is you've got a senior leader, and when you look at the NCAA tournament and you look at what teams have success, it's usually teams that have some senior leadership, and that's what this Badger team has with Ethan Happ. Then they've got some young guys. You've got guys like Aleem Forbes, Kobe King, Brad Davison, it's crazy to say he's a young guy, but he still is, only in his second year. You've got some of these younger guys that are learning how to play. So I really think that they're built for a second weekend, a Sweet 16 run.
Before I let you go, I do want to talk a little Bucks basketball at the big league side of things. Now, you have a chance to kind of look over the fence and see how this team is. We were talking about this earlier about how good this team could be or is. I know there's some people that want to sit there and say, well, you know, I'm not excited about Bucks basketball until we get to the postseason. They actually get a win in the postseason. But give me your synopsis of the way this team and this roster is built from the herd looking up, so to speak.
Well, I think when you look at this roster, and it's, you know, we actually heard of the trade when we were warming up during one of our games, and Dave Dean was there, and you know, I said, hey, that's a great get, and it's one of those things where the last couple of years, the dialogue with this Milwaukee Bucks team has been, well, they're young. Well, what have they done during the offseason? They've addressed that youngness. they've addressed the youth. They bring in Brook Lopez, who's a veteran. They bring in now with the trades of George Hill, Jason Smith, veterans. They're building that and kind of getting rid of that excuse. And then you look at just the system and the style of play that Coach Bud has brought in. It's about pace. It's about playing faster. It's about getting up some threes. So I think that helps with the personnel that they have. And then you've got Giannis, and he can overcome a bad night of shooting from Middleton or from Eric Bledsoe. When you've got one of the top three players in the league on your team, he can cover up a lot of things. But the thing about Giannis that makes him so good is I think he's so unselfish. He's willing to play within the system of that Coach Bud has put in. And I think the system really helps Giannis improve that much more, which is crazy to say that. But I think you're going to still see Giannis improve a little bit because of the system that Coach Bud has in place.
What does the trade do for Milwaukee? I know in essence of next year going into the free agent market, it frees up a ton of cash, but the right here, the right now for the George Hill and Jason Smith and the player availability, what does it give this team other than just that veteran depth?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, you've got guys, you've said it, and it's the dialogue that's out there. It's the reality of what it is. Bucks fans are like, well, I'm not going to be invested until they win the first series. I can't believe in this team. That's what people are saying. It's crazy to say that, but that's the dialogue that's out there. But what it does is it gets guys that have played in big time games. You know, George Hill has played in playoff games, playoff series, finals, gives you that veteran leadership that's played in big games. It's different to have veteran leadership versus veteran leadership that's played in big games and meaningful games. So I think you get a trade like that. Obviously, the cap space is huge because now you can probably bring back Chris and you can do different things there. But what it really does is it gives that locker room some guys that have been in big games, that know how to win big games. And there's no price tag for that.
Real quick, also, you know, getting a win without Giannis. I mean, this team just rolls, no problem. 108-92 over Cleveland. They backed up a win over Toronto, and we talk all the time about stacking success. Earlier this year, you go out, you get a couple of big wins, then you lose to some teams you have no business losing to. What is this a long learning process? I mean, people say you have to learn how to win and have to learn how to stack success. Do you believe in that?
I do believe in that. I do. I think it's part of it. I think also having a leader in place as Coach Bud that's going to hold guys accountable is a huge part of learning how to kind of build on that success and stack it together. And you saw a great example of it in New York, a team that the Bucks shouldn't lose to. And what happens? There's just accountability. Coach Bud holds one of your star players accountable, and now all of a sudden you go and you play Cleveland and you do what you're supposed to do without your best player, and you get the job done. And I think that's kind of how you build it, is you've got the leader in place that's going to make sure that it's held, that everyone's held accountable and held to the level that they're supposed to be held at. And that's how you continue to build and build and build. And this team understands it. They've been through some of those learning situations the last couple of years where they didn't learn how to build it. So I think the combination of having a guy hold everybody accountable and then them going through some of the tough times in the last couple of years is how they've learned to kind of build on top of it.
Great stuff as always, Brian. We certainly appreciate it. Enjoy the show there in the Score in Appleton as well with BJ and the Bear. And obviously, the Wisconsin Herd continues on. So thanks for taking a couple of minutes, pal, okay?
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. There you go. Brian Butch, former Badger basketball player, now with the Wisconsin Herd, the associate coach. He's got the program, BJ and the Bear, on the Score in Appleton. Got a lot of stuff going on still here in the state of Wisconsin. Good for him to join us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.